You remember in the book of Acts when Jesus ascended into heaven, and in keeping with the prophecies of the Old Testament and in keeping with the prophecy of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ himself, and in fulfilling his promise to the world that he would send the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he did so. He did so on the day of Pentecost. And since that day of Pentecost, people from around the world have been filled with the Spirit. And you know, when you are filled with his Spirit, shouldn't people see a spirit of optimism about you? A spirit of happiness and gladness? A spirit of enthusiasm? My God, I'd rather see the church buildings burn down than to sit as a monument or a tomb, lifeless and dead. I do not want to be a part of a cadaverous congregation. I say, God, grant it that when people come to church, that they would sense a moving of the Holy Spirit in their presence. When I go to church and the Holy Spirit is in me, and you go to church and the Spirit of the Lord is in you, and we all gather in the presence of the Lord, and the Spirit of God is with us, you will feel it. You will sense it. I can hardly find the words to describe it. How do you describe fire? But it is unmistakable. A stranger or passerby walking in the door, he too can sense the moving of the Holy Spirit in our presence. Did you ever think the day would come when people would sing those familiar gospel songs but didn't feel the rapture of it? That there would be no burning in it, no passion, that there would be no reconstructing life in it? It is possible to have ethics without enthusiasm, to have desire without dynamics, to have principle without passion. It is possible to be cold, orthodox, but oh, what a difference between a cadaver and a breathing human body. It is possible for us to be that way. Some want to be reasoners and debaters and editorialists and metaphysicians and philosophers and theologians. We can be that. But the presence of the Spirit of God is a gift from heaven. And oh, what a difference when he pours out his Spirit upon us. That's why that on the day of Pentecost, the Lord has opened up the gates of grace and poured out his Spirit. The Spirit of truth is available to all who will receive him.